Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for Stranger Things Season 2, which is a show on Netflix. It's created by Matt and Ross Duffer. It stars Millie Bobby Brown, Finn Wolfhard, and David Harbour. And the synopsis is, an alien will opens up to Joyce with disturbing results, while Harper digs for the truth and Eleven unearths a surprising discovery. So, Keith, what did you think of Stranger Things?
It started a little slow comparing it to the first season, but the first season was more kind of introduced to these kids and everything and trying to get used to what was going on and then everything and interesting characters. But I felt it was a little slow and a bit disjointed with the different point of views.
I agree.
It definitely picked up, but it's like it kind of stumbles when it tries to tell those multiple story arcs. And one, the kids did too many dumb stuff. The one of the things I was impressed about the first season was that the kids did dumb kid stuff, but at the same time, they use extremely sound logic. They use their gaming logic too and applied it to what was going on. And they took all this crazy friend science and applied their own imagination to it. And it turned out that while the details were off, they were more or less correct. And it didn't feel like that was the case in this one. It was like Kid Dustin did something monumentally stupid. And even though everyone said it was completely dumb, it was a horrible damn decision in hindsight. And it didn't pay off in any way, shape, or form. They did one thing that I hate in movies, especially horror movies, or any kind of suspense movie, thriller, or anything like that, is that they have the characters do something stupid to get them into danger and trouble. And that happened way too many times in this. And for the most part, a lot of the characters who I liked, it became sort of annoying. In the end, still like the characters. They kind of came together towards the end, especially with the last two or three episodes. That really came together in a way I thought, but I felt that building up to that point was a little ridiculous. They're falling into the trap of where they have 11 saves a day. We need 11 to save the day. And I was like, no, you don't. Like, before, you didn't know what she was, and it was that discovery of what she was, and turning out that she was the one who could help them save everything through some form of sacrifice after the first season. But this one's kind of like, they were just waiting for 11 to arrive. And then once she gets there, she saves the day and fall into the Mary Sue category. And that's not a good place to be. Overall, I liked it, but I didn't like it as much as I liked the first season. And I think they can recover from the missteps from this season. Did well with Steven Spielberg-esque child moments and stuff, but stay away from the common methods of getting them into trouble and have stupidity get them into trouble. These kids were the ones who were the smart ones, who, innocence and everything, they weren't hung up on grown-up or adult preconceptions. They let their imaginations run wild, let it fix the problems, and that's where it kind of rises and shines. So that's my take on it.
All right, so for me, I felt that this was a step down from the first season. So it's a lot of filler. And particularly the brother-sister storyline, John and Nancy, where they are trying to bring notice to Barb. If you take out that storyline, and this was a shortened season, there really wouldn't be anything. So, as with the first season, Sheriff Hopper is the best part. Winona Ryder kind of takes a back seat this season, where she was more important the first season. It just seems like she is just there to redo things that she had done the first season, which was big rehashing of the first season. Will was communicating through lights. Now Will is communicating through drawings, posting those drawings all throughout the house. The kids being older and also the main actors being in other stuff starting to be overused, playing the same characters in other movies and other TV shows, other commercials. Because the guy Mike was in it, you throw some glasses on him, he's still the same character.
Yeah.
The L goes to Chicago X-Men storyline. I didn't like that. I was kind of tired of Zombie Will. The hospital scene kind of turns into Jurassic Park. And it really should have been 8 episodes. That would have been a lot more focused package. The Bob character is just pointless. Just so he can have his moment to die. And there's really not any point for him to be as important in the storyline. I will say that the show is best when the core group of kids are together and not this brother-sister storyline, the Hopper storyline.
Well, Hopper's storyline was good. And I don't think they were able to meld it all together seamlessly because the first season, remember, was all about finding Will and find out what happened to him. And everybody was united in that cause. Now it's like they all had diverging storylines. All of them doing their own different thing, and it didn't all kind of quite mesh up.
The big thing is just that Elle's character is very just unfocused. Her character in the first season is trying to rediscover humanity. And now she has it, and it's just like, well, now I'm on a bus. Things like that.
I think they meant to kill her off in the first season. I don't think they meant to bring her back. I didn't think they think it was going to be that popular.
Yeah, because what this seems like to me feels like when you have a TV show, you have like a episode in between the seasons. Like, well, hey, well, this is 24, and this is what happened to Jack Bauer while he was on vacation. And then you have the next season. And that's what this kind of feels like. Even though there was a big story arc, the Upside Down world, it just feels as if it's this holdover episode, holdover season to get you to a better season. It's like they ran out of ideas. Due to the popularity of the show, they had to do something. And this is what you got. Not to say that it's terrible. It's just not as good as the first season. The first season is why people talk about the show. The second season is not something that you would just say, oh, well, this is the greatest show. You should watch this season first. And that's where the problem's coming at for me. And again, but the ragtag of thieves group, like, why is this in here? You have X-23, and X-23 came from a set of other people that they were all in the same batch of experiments. So it's the same story. That here's another character that was alongside of L. Somehow she is not crazy or something, kind of shut off from the world, but it's just her character was boring. It's like, well, you should just do this. You should kill them. You should kill them all. I'm like, all right, that is just like any other show. Again, I didn't like it as much as the first season. And not to say that it's terrible, but I did understand some of the major story arcs because when we went to Vegas, I saw your screens. I knew what was happening.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. My bad.
I know that Will has a relapse. Elle's on a bus or a train. Hopper's character just trying to save the day. So, Keith, what score would you give season 2 of Stranger Things?
I'll give this a 7.5. It was still watchable, and I'll probably watch it again, but only after watching the first season just to kind of cap it off. It definitely didn't have the same kind of wonderment and everything that the previous seasons had, but it did capture some of the imagination. But like you mentioned, it rehashed a lot of stuff from the first one, and it feels like that they thought they may have found a good formula and they're trying to go with it, but it's not working out, and I'm hopeful that they'll do away with that, but I'm hopeful for the future. So, and like I said, I like Hopper. I still like the characters. I even like the new character Max. They were all pretty enjoyable and stuff. So I'll give it a 7.5. It was enjoyable, but definitely not on par with the first season.
Yeah. So for me, I'm going to give this a 6.5. And again, not to say that it's terrible. It is actually a watchable show. It's just a little too long because I think it's 10 episodes as opposed to 13. And it felt like they dragged on a couple of storylines to fill out those episodes. Mm-hmm. Then you still kind of get this Elle saves the day. I mean, last time she destroyed everything and disappeared. And then it was like, oh, well, what is this mystery about? Why is Hopper in the woods? And this is what we get with her character and the growth of her character. The brother-sister storyline was just silly. Again, the show's best when it's the core group of kids and it's playing off of 80s tropes. And you know, eventually, the kids are getting older. So, like, is that the 90s? So, I don't know where the show kind of goes from here. I know it can go somewhere, but it needs to stay in that Stephen King, Steven Spielberg lane. And what we kind of got this time was just didn't seem as focused as it was the first season.
Right.
So, we'll just end it on that, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.